You tell us, okay? Why in the world would we pull the picture of the Gulfstream jet out of the magazine and put it up somewhere for us to see it?
Well, because there's many parts to the way to get what you want. The first, of course, is to write it down, which takes your thoughts and creates them, makes them concrete. Thinking them, positive thought is essential to remain positive, because every thought we have is an order to be carried out. The power of writing it down in the present tense, using only positive words, makes it actually tangible. It creates it, basically. It says, okay, universe, this is a real thing of substance in this reality.
Mm-hmm. We all know that everything that man has ever created begins with a thought.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the next step. It's a subtle difference. And that is that to actually make your thought real, you must first make it tangible. You must bring it from
the ethers,
mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. you see, or however that is, into this present existence, this universe that we have.
And which is a physical existence.
Right.
Which is the power of the written word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then that will definitely get you places. But compounded with that is to visualize the thing you desire. If that's a Gulfstream, seeing a Gulfstream, a picture of it every day, just puts imprints into your subconscious. This is what it is. This
mm-hmm.
is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it more real,
right.
more tangible. If you can close your eyes and see yourself sitting in it, taking a trip somewhere, kicking your feet up, you know, having a nice, little cup of Diet Coke, if that's what you like, having a nice dinner on the Gulfstream. Every single detail that you can make more real to your subconscious will get it to you quicker. Then there's another key, enthusiasm. The excitement you get when something new comes into your life. The excitement that you got talking about the possibility of having a Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
It's the enthusiasm that breathes the life into all of this, because we get enthusiastic about something that is real. And so if you get enthusiastic about something you want to make real, it brings it about much quicker.
So this is a visualization tool, is what we're talking about, and it's a lot easier when you got a picture in front of you.
Even before we met Marilyn, we were in a little teeny house in Huntington Beach, and a friend of mine told me about visualization techniques, and I decided to make a big poster with a mural of different pictures and things that I cut out of magazines and newspapers, things that I wanted, which included nice watches and houses and cars and those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a big poster, and I'd cut out all this stuff, and I put down things that I put down was like a big ruby ring with diamonds around it that I was going to give my wife, because she'd lost her wedding ring, and we used the insurance money to pay the house payment 1 month. You know, real tear-jerking stuff like that.
Oh.
There was a picture of a house, you know, it was a real neat-looking house, a little balcony off the upstairs. I mean, I just couldn't wait to have that. I put down a Mercedes.